Thank you so much. Good morning, Commissioners. Grace Blakeslee of your staff. Today I'm speaking as an individual and not representing the court union negotiating group. But I wanted just to point out that as staff, the RTC work is incredibly rewarding and challenging. I'm grateful to serve as a public, to develop and implement this vision that you have for Santa Cruz County's Transportation Commission, especially for the most vulnerable and providing access to the jobs and housing and healthcare in particular. As a long-range planner, I typically think 20 years ahead. When someone says 2024, I think that was a long time ago. I believe that is what it takes to bring forward the projects that RTC is implementing today. Your staff is constructing now the projects identified in Measure D, and at times get a lot of notoriety because dirt is being flung, new facilities are being built, and it's a very exciting time to bring these public benefits forward. But that work started a long time ago with planning and vision, collaboration, and partnership with all of our partner agencies and the support from this commission. Over the last 6 years, I've seen some talent lost at our agency and poor staff morale. People have felt disempowered and there's been some lack of support for staff. I know later today on your agenda, you'll consider adding additional staff positions. And for that, I'm very grateful. I give a lot of credit to the staff that have remained for their commitment, their ingenuity, and their commitment to developing an equitable transportation system, given the politics that we navigate alongside you. They are still ambitious and they are still motivated. As I mentioned, this planning work lays the foundation that led us to our sales tax measure. It's not uncommon for us to hear individuals take credit for that measure that passed. But in my opinion, it took our entire community working together, including the staff, the resiliency of the staff at the Regional Transportation Commission. Our agency is going through a lot of changes and having the new executive director will be a part of that. We're also undertaking this reorganization that you've also been considering. And in thinking about that, I'd like to ask that you consider a probationary period for the new director while the reorganization is implemented, so that potentially new incoming positions can inform how to foster an engaging, productive, efficient, and comfortable environment for all staff.
Thank you.
Thank you.